This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, super pumped to be back here with you today to talk about something I get a lot of questions about. So thank you so much for tuning in and spending a little bit of your day with me. But before we dive in, I want to share some news with you guys. I have launched an Alexa skill. And some of you, I would say most of you, are probably like, what in the world is an Alexa skill? I didn't know myself just a month or so ago. But Alexa is Amazon's version of a digital assistant, like Siri. You know how Apple users have Siri. Alexa is Amazon's version of a digital assistant. So an Alexa skill, a skill is kind of like an app on your phone or your tablet, and I am just now learning about these things with you, but the skills can be used, among other things, to create what is called a daily briefing. So what I do is every morning when I'm making my coffee, I say, Alexa, play my daily briefing, and she plays short messages for me that I have subscribed to. And now one of the ones that you can subscribe to is Primal Potential Daily Bites. So this is not the Primal Potential podcast. These are just short messages. I used to have the Daily Motivations podcast, but I stopped doing that. And this is kind of like that, but a little bit different. Some of the short messages are absolutely that motivation and inspiration, but some of them are truly coaching. And the reason I'm doing this is because I answer hundreds of emails every single week. And I don't go as deep into the answers as I do in the Fat Loss Fast Track and the Master's Club and that coaching channel, but I absolutely address so many things from motivation, consistency, nutrition for fat loss, overcoming challenges, and those responses are really one-to-one, meaning one person asks and one person gets the answer. But I knew there was a way to get more value out of those, to allow them to help more people, because if one person's asking the question, then there's no doubt that the answer will be valuable to many, many people. So what I'm gonna do is just put forth some of my answers to questions I get every day on this skill within Alexa or for your Echo, for your Dot, for anything like that. And I have put up a blog on primalpotential.com with screenshots on how you subscribe, but it's really, really easy. So essentially all you have to do, assuming that you have one of these devices, and I just got mine and I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about it, but I like it because I can listen to podcasts on it and I can listen to music on it. And I just really like hearing my daily briefing every morning while I'm getting my coffee. But if you open up that Alexa app, you'll notice that in the top left corner, there's three horizontal lines. And you just click on that and a little menu pops up. And about halfway down the menu, you will see the word skills. You hit skills and then you type in the search box, Primal Potential. Primal Potential Daily Bites will show up. You click on it and all you have to do is hit enable skill. And then you are ready to go. You're in business. Every day you can just say, play my flash briefing or play my daily briefing, and you're subscribed, so you will hear it. Also in that blog that I mentioned, I share what's currently a part of my daily briefing in case anybody is curious about that. And if you are a Google user and you're like, what about Google Home or whatever the equivalent is, that is in progress and coming soon. It's currently in development, so stay tuned for that. Okay, on to today's stuff. One of the topics that I've talked a lot about and therefore get a lot of questions about is bulletproof coffee. Today, I want to break it down. It's been a long time since we've talked about it. My personal use of it has changed significantly. So I was going back through some of the posts I had written and podcasts I had done a couple years ago. And at that point, I was drinking it every day as my breakfast. And these days I'm not. So we're going to revisit it. We're going to talk about what it is, what it does, why my personal use of it changed, how to know if it's right for you, all of that kind of stuff. And we're going to start right at the tippy top with what is bulletproof coffee. And we're going to keep it really simple because we'll get into the nuances as we go. But to keep it very simple, bulletproof coffee is a drink where you blend coffee with butter and coconut oil or MCT oil. So you take your coffee and you blend it with butter and coconut or MCT oil. We'll get into the specifics, but before we do, I want to make sure I am loud and clear about something that trips up and confuses a lot of people. Bulletproof coffee does not make you burn fat. It doesn't make you burn fat. It is not a fat-burning beverage, all right? I want to lead with that because I think that it causes a lot of misleading activity. If you're drinking it because you think it makes you burn fat, you could be really screwing yourself up. Remember that your body burns stored fat when it needs the fuel, right? So if you are providing your body fuel, whether that is a salad or a milkshake or a cup of bulletproof coffee, your body doesn't need fuel. So when you give it any kind of fuel, you automatically tell your body it doesn't need to burn fat because it doesn't need that energy because you just gave it energy. We are either in one of two modes in terms of metabolism and energy use in the body. We are either in an anabolic mode or a catabolic mode, and we can't be in both at the same time. So anabolic is digestive, postprandial, after a meal when your body is taking the nutrients that you just consumed and breaking them down, using them and storing them, okay? That is the process of digestion, which is a fuel input storage mode. And even if you are using it for energy and you're not storing it as fat or you're not storing it in your liver or muscle glycogen, you are still in that using fuel mode versus breaking down and tapping into stored fuel mode. Catabolic mode basically means that you don't have this incoming fuel supply because you just had a meal or that meal is currently being digested. And so your body doesn't have the fuel in the pipeline to meet its needs. And so it breaks down stored fuel. Now that can be body fat, but it also could be sugar in your muscle tissue or in your liver. So we're in one of two of those modes and we're not in both. Just like we can't throw a ball up and down at the same time. It's either going up or it's coming down. Your body is very much that way. When your body has been given fuel because you ate something or you drank something that has calories in it, because calories is just a measure of energy, your body doesn't have the need to burn fat for fuel. It doesn't burn fat because it's a good idea or because you have extra. Your body burns fat when it needs energy and doesn't have it in the pipeline. So drinking bulletproof coffee is giving your body energy, so it removes the need for your body to tap into stored fat as fuel. Now, obviously, we need to give our bodies energy. So some people take this message that I've just said to the extreme and they say, oh, so you're saying that if I have stored fat, I should never eat. Nope, definitely that's not what I'm saying. Definitely not. I'm thinking Rain Man right now. That is not what I'm saying. Your body obviously needs fuel for healing, for repair, for recovery, for energy. The problem comes when we give it more fuel than it needs, and we never have a situation where our body has to tap into our stored fuel to burn it. So if we're overeating or we're just constantly eating, that continuous meal where we're always grazing, it makes it really hard for the body to ever need energy beyond what we are providing. So I just want to be very clear about the fact that bulletproof coffee does not make you burn fat. There are absolutely benefits to bulletproof coffee for some people, and we're going to talk about those, but I just want to make sure that everybody's on the same page, that there is no food that makes you burn fat. There is no food, there is no drink that makes you burn fat. It's not a unicorn. Bulletproof coffee is not a miracle. It's not a magic bullet. There is no magic bullet. There is no food, no beverage, no ingredient that is more effective than good, consistent choices. Nothing. The only magic is you and the decisions you make. So if you are not eating clean and building consistency there, there's really no benefit that's going to come to you from bulletproof coffee. Bulletproof coffee can be a tool, but it is not a tool that is more effective than eating well and not overeating. So that is the number one difference maker. And you don't need to be worried about like hacks and tips and tricks if you don't have that fundamental that you are working on and gradually improving. Even if you are eating clean and you're eating clean consistently and you've made huge improvements in the way that you eat and how much you eat and when you eat and all of that, there still isn't this magic bullet effect to bulletproof coffee. So if you're like, oh, I just wish I could drink it, but it upsets my stomach, or I wish I could drink it, but I don't like coffee, don't sweat it. It's not a unicorn. It's not a magic bullet. There are plenty of other options out there. If you don't like coffee or you don't like bulletproof coffee, don't drink it. It's not that serious. It's not any different than Brussels sprouts. I love them. If you don't, that's cool. Don't force it. There aren't magical Brussels sprout benefits that you can't get from any other food. There are plenty of other options. So just move on. There's obviously a reason that it gets a lot of buzz, and there's a reason that a lot of people drink it, and there's a reason that a lot of people love it. And I think the most obvious reason that we can't overlook because it's a huge factor is that it's a coffee drink. And people love coffee drinks, especially in the morning. That is a huge part of the appeal. If we were talking about blending coconut oil and butter with kale, people wouldn't be nearly as excited about it. It wouldn't be nearly as hot a topic as it is. So a lot of the enthusiasm comes from the fact that it's coffee and people love coffee. And I'm one of those people, right? I go to bed at night excited about coffee the next morning. Sleep is my time machine to coffee. I wake up eager to get my first cup of coffee. But there are benefits. It's not just hype, and I don't want to give that implication. It's not a magical unicorn, but it's also not without merit and validity. A lot of the benefit comes from coconut oil. And back in the fall of 2017, there were a ton of headlines about the coconut oil controversy. Is it healthy? Is it really bad for you? And if you want to hear the details behind the research there and what was really going on with that, listen to episode 353 of the Primal Potential podcast. I go into the science and the research, the facts, the details. It's a really good episode if you want to understand more of the clinical studies, especially the human studies behind coconut oil and where that controversy came from. That's episode 353. But back to coconut oil. When I started out at the top and I said that bulletproof coffee is blending coffee with butter and or coconut oil, MCT oil, butter and either coconut oil or MCT oil. What is the difference? Because you're not using coconut oil and MCT oil. You're using butter and either coconut oil or MCT oil. So coconut oil is a naturally occurring fat source. It is a saturated fat, and it has different kinds of fats in it. When we look at fats, they aren't all the same. Some fats are short chain, some fats are medium chain, and some fats are long chain. And coconut oil has a blend of those, but the majority of the fat in coconut oil comes from medium chain triglycerides. So it's just how we classify the fat. It's either a shorter chain of fatty acids, a medium length chain of fatty acids, or a longer chain of fatty acids. And coconut oil is a naturally occurring fat source that is a blend of different kinds of fats, but the majority of the fat within coconut oil is this medium chain length, okay? when we're looking at these chain lengths, short chain fats or something like butyrate, which is in butter, and we're going to talk about that and why that is a component of bulletproof coffee. And then long chain fats would be things like EPA and DHA. Those are the brain boosting fats that we're always looking to increase, and we turn to things like salmon or supplements for those longer chain fats. The reason that MCTs are important, and some people use MCT instead of coconut oil because then you're getting exclusively those medium chain fats. It's like a purified version of coconut oil, though of course more processed, but you're just getting the MCTs, where in coconut oil, you're getting other elements, microbial factor or antimicrobial factors, as well as some shorter and some longer chain fatty acids as well. If you use MCT oil, you're just getting the MCTs. The reason that MCT oil and coconut oil are used in bulletproof coffee is because of the benefits of MCTs, medium chain triglycerides. They act differently in the body than other types of fat, and that's what makes them so important. They behave differently than longer chain and shorter chain fats. Now, you can get MCTs in foods other than coconut oil, like dairy, but in much, much lower amounts. There's far less of those medium chain fats in dairy products than there is in coconut oil. And then, of course, if you're using exclusively MCT oil, you're just getting a purified version of that fat. MCTs act differently in the body. They don't take the traditional digestive path through the small and the large intestine. MCTs bypass that, and they go directly to the liver. And when they get to the liver, they're used immediately for fuel. One of the benefits of this, and there are many, one of the benefits of this is that MCTs as a fat are tolerated better for folks that don't have a gallbladder, or for people that have other digestive challenges of any kind, because they're not going through that traditional digestive channel. They're being metabolized by the liver instead of through the intestines, which utilizes the gallbladder and all of the other stuff. So people without a gallbladder tend to respond better, tolerate better these MCTs than they do other kinds of fats because of the difference in the digestive pathway. And it's not just folks without a gallbladder, it's any kind of digestive sensitivity. But obviously the caveat here is everybody's different. You might be somebody that doesn't have a gallbladder and still doesn't tolerate MCTs very well. Let your body be your guide. There is no answer that's right for everybody, but generally speaking, because they are metabolized differently, they are tolerated better. So we'll leave that there. Because they go straight to the liver and they bypass this traditional digestive pathway, they are a fast-burning fuel. Because they are a fast-burning fuel, we've got a couple of benefits. One is very quick onset energy. And a lot of people experience that energy as the ability to focus, which is where we get a lot of the benefits beyond energy, like mental clarity and focus and attention and that sort of thing. But the other benefit of going straight to the liver and being burned as fuel is that MCTs, fats that are this classification, are less likely to be stored as fat because they're used preferentially as fuel, which we don't see with longer chain fats, all right? So we see the mental clarity, we see the energy, and they're less likely to be stored as fat. Now, this doesn't mean that you can mainline MCT oil without consequence and not ever put on weight. Because remember, if your goal here is fat loss, then it's not just about not putting on weight. We also want to set our body up to need fuel and tap into stored fat for that fuel. So we can't constantly be putting fuel in the pipeline and expect our body to burn fat. We've got to keep that as the overarching message here about fat loss specifically, right? If you're always providing your body with fuel, it doesn't have the need to tap into stored fuel to meet its fuel needs. Why do some people use MCT oil and other people use coconut oil? MCT oil is just a more pure version of those MCTs. You're just getting the MCTs, where with coconut oil, you're getting other things. For me personally, I don't use coconut oil because I don't want my coffee to taste like coconut. Some people use coconut oil because they like adding that flavor profile to their coffee, right? I use MCT oil. It is a more purified version of those MCTs, but I'm not as concerned about that because you're still getting MCTs in the coconut oil. For me, the decision is just, I don't want my coffee to taste like coconut because I like the flavor of black coffee, right? I get my MCT oil through Thrive Market. Yes, I have used the Bulletproof branded version, which is an incredible product. It's very pure. But it doesn't mean that everything other than that is not providing MCTs. It is. It's just maybe not as high a quality. For me personally, I just don't want to spend that much money. I like to save money, and I either use Now Foods brand or the Nutiva brand, both of which I get from Thrive Market, gets shipped right to my door, and it's cheaper, far cheaper, not only than other products, but also getting it through Thrive, I'm spending about 30% less-ish, sometimes a little bit more than that, than if I were to get that exact same brand from Whole Foods or even Amazon. If you don't mind the coconut flavor in your coffee, obviously coconut oil is generally going to be less expensive than a more purified extracted product like MCT oil. So there is that benefit. And when you use coconut oil, you are getting antibacterial and antimicrobial properties for your body that are naturally occurring in the coconut oil that you don't get when you're using that purified MCT oil. I use coconut oil for other things, though, so don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't buy or use coconut oil. Not to go down a rabbit hole, I absolutely do. I cook with coconut oil. I use it as a body moisturizer, especially in the winter. My skin has been really, really dry this winter, and I use it on my hair as a deep conditioner every once in a while. I would say 2 to 3 times a month I do that. As for the brand that I get, because there's so many options here, I go with organic unrefined coconut oil. The brand I personally use and will link to on the show notes is Spectrum. So it's Spectrum brand, it's organic, it's unrefined, and for a 15-ounce jar, you're looking at only $6.99. That is the price through Thrive Market, and I buy it there because that is about 30 to 40% less than the price I've seen that same product for on Amazon, at GNC, at Whole Foods, etc. Now let's talk about the butter. Why add butter to coffee? Why not? It's butter. I'm only kind of kidding, but the answer is butyrate. We talked about medium chain fatty acids, and the MCT is triglyceride, medium chain triglyceride. It's, you know, kind of same. It's just classification of fat. MCT, short chain fatty acid, short chain triglyceride. But we're talking about short chain fats, the smaller ones when we look at butter. Butyrate, I've talked about before, but butyrate is a short chain fatty acid that has tremendous health benefits, and we find it mostly in butter. One of the great things about butyrate is that it is a powerful anti-inflammatory. It reduces inflammation throughout the body, and one of the things that gets me excited about butyrate is the studies that look at its ability to reduce inflammation in the brain. That is going to help with focus, it's going to help with mental clarity, it's going to help with energy, and of course, just overall health, keeping you alive, keeping you well. That is one of the benefits of butyrate. Butyrate also has a great ability to heal and protect the gut. So much of our health stems from what's going on in our intestines and our intestinal permeability, or the strength and integrity of our intestines. And butyrate, the short chain fatty acid found in butter, really has some tremendous healing properties, not only because of its anti-inflammatory properties, but its ability to help the integrity of the gut lining. And it also improves insulin sensitivity. That is a huge part of fat loss. if you are resistant to the action of insulin, you will have a much harder time losing weight than if you have great sensitivity to insulin, and butyrate helps repair that insulin relationship. And I know for me, having yo-yo dieted and been obese for most of my life, I need work on that repair. So that is a big benefit of the short-chain fatty acid butyrate found in butter. I strongly advise using grass-fed butter if you're going to put butter in your coffee. And it doesn't have to be that expensive. I've done a couple episodes on grass-fed butter, and I don't want to go too deep into it here because this episode's already getting a little bit towards the long end, and there are some other things I want to talk about related to bulletproof coffee. But we have more omega-3s in grass-fed butter, fewer toxins, and that just matters. And if you are somebody that is sensitive to dairy, as I am, I really try to limit my dairy consumption, I use ghee, G-H-E-E, instead of like stick butter that you get at the grocery store. So ghee is butter that has had the milk fat removed, so it doesn't irritate people with dairy sensitivities, although of course there are exceptions to every rule, so listen to your body. But you can get ghee at the grocery store. I get mine through Thrive. Just telling the truth for everybody that gets irritated when I say that, I do it because it saves money. If you don't want to save money, that's your cool, like whatever, your choice, bravo on you. But I get an organic Valley brand ghee product that still has the benefits of the butyrate. Those aren't stripped out when you take the milk fat out, but you don't get that sensitivity to dairy. And I definitely notice more inflammation when I have dairy. So I don't want to take something like butter because of its anti-inflammatory properties, knowing that the dairy component triggers inflammation. That sort of like negates the benefit. So I use ghee. Most grocery stores will sell ghee in the baking aisle. It can be expensive, especially when you're looking at organic versions, which for me personally is a priority. But I will link to the brand that I get. It's called Organic Value. No, it's not. It's called Organic Valley. And I find that it is very, very affordable. A lot of people drink bulletproof coffee because it's a satiety factor, meaning that they have a cup of bulletproof coffee and they feel satisfied. It keeps hunger at bay for a long time. That's a clear benefit, but it's not there for everybody. So if you find that you drink a cup of bulletproof coffee and you're still hungry, then maybe it's not the right thing for you, and maybe you do better with real food. So don't force it if it's not working for you, because you'll negate the benefits if you're having the bulletproof coffee and then you're having a full breakfast like an hour later because you're hungry. I used to drink it all the time. And the reason I drank it is because I would wake up hungry and it was an easy, convenient thing, and I love coffee and it kept me satisfied for a long time. So I, for probably over a year, drank it almost every single morning as my breakfast. Here's what has happened with me. My metabolism has really healed and improved, and I don't wake up hungry very often. So if I don't wake up hungry, I'm not going to have bulletproof coffee. Most of the time now, I don't eat my first meal until sometimes 10, but usually closer to noontime, because I'm not very hungry in the morning. That's just something that has happened as my metabolism has healed. So for that reason, I personally only drink bulletproof coffee maybe once a month-ish, maybe twice. If I'm hungry in the morning, it's a great option for me, but I'm rarely hungry in the morning. When I do drink it, I love it, and it definitely satisfies me. Not for as long as it used to, but I just am not usually that hungry in the morning. So let's talk about the coffee. Does the type of coffee you use matter? Yes and no. It's a matter of considering how much it matters. I personally, this is just my opinion, I think the water quality matters more than the coffee quality, because we're using our water for a whole lot more things. So I would rather see you invest in a water filter than a really high-end brand of coffee. If it's one or the other, if you're deciding where to spend your money, please get a water filter before you level up on the quality of your coffee. That's my personal opinion. But the reality is, if you don't have a water filter, there's all sorts of stuff in your water that could be harming your body significantly. And I've done a couple of episodes on water filters. I will link to those and the water filter that I personally use in the show notes over on primalpotential.com. It also depends on how much coffee you drink, right? If you are somebody that, you know, has a cup of coffee every once in a while, then making sure you're getting quality doesn't matter quite as much as if you're somebody like me that drinks several cups of coffee every day. So for me, it matters a bit more. And you have to pick your battles, right? Like, you have to figure out what you really want to focus your attention on. We're not going to solve everything right now. Rome wasn't built in a day. Is it your priority right now? If you're regularly eating processed foods and sugar, put your energy and your focus there, because the quality of your coffee beans is not your biggest rock. Water matters. Everything matters. It's just a question of how much does it matter right now? Is it your focus right now? Do you need to buy the Bulletproof brand coffee? No, you don't have to do anything. Is it a good coffee? Quality-wise, yes. Flavor-wise, you have to say for yourself. I personally don't like the flavor. It has these like citrus notes to it that I don't personally like. So while I think it's absolutely quality coffee, you have to look at, does the flavor profile work for you? For me, it doesn't, right? And I will link to two of the coffees that I personally buy. One I do get through Thrive, one I don't get through Thrive. And I will link to both of those in the show notes over at primalpotential.com. Another real common question, and it's a great one, is how much butter, how much oil? The traditional recipe is a couple of tablespoons of both. A couple of tablespoons of oil, a couple tablespoons of butter. But if you're starting out, I wouldn't start there. Because liquid fat can hit your system kind of hard, and I would ease into it. Maybe a teaspoon of each. See how you like it. See how it makes you feel. But it also depends on, is this your breakfast or not? Because if you're gonna have bacon and eggs, then having 4 tablespoons of fat with that is probably a lot, unless you're not getting very much fat for the rest of the day. So we can't look at just one meal in isolation. We have to look at the whole picture and your results. For me personally, when I was having my huge Chick-fil-A order, when I was 350 plus pounds, a cup of Bulletproof coffee, even with a couple tablespoons of butter and oil and bacon and eggs, would still have been an improvement for me, but not for long, right? I couldn't have kept that up for long. So it really depends on how much you're eating, not just in that morning, but the day overall. I usually do 1 tablespoon of each, and that's a meal for me. But then I will have more fat later in the day, whether it's avocado or bacon or chicken thighs or salmon, etc. Can you add sugar? I strongly recommend against it. Can you make Bulletproof coffee with tea? Sure, but then it's Bulletproof tea, not Bulletproof coffee, and I don't know how it would taste, but, you know, obviously you're not necessarily getting the antioxidant benefits that come with coffee, but a lot of teas are really high in antioxidant. I just have never done it, so I don't know how it tastes. If you drink Bulletproof coffee, are you fasting? No. No. If you add fuel to your system, and remember that fuel is calories, that's energy, the energy currency of the body, then you're not fasting. That doesn't make it wrong, but let's just all be on the same page that that is fasting. And a lot of people say, is it a meal? It really, really depends. It depends on your body, your energy needs, what else you're eating in the rest of the day, and how you make your Bulletproof coffee. I have written a detailed Q&A post on Bulletproof coffee that I will link to in the show notes. So if you have questions, definitely check out that link. I will put it in the show notes for this episode on primalpotential.com. And I want to wrap up with just sort of a candid, open-ended dialogue starter with you guys. I really think about you as family and friends. And when I put together podcast episodes, I always have in mind that I want to communicate with you as if you are my family and friends, because that's how I consider you. And I consider this a family and a community. I never want to hide behind pretenses. I don't see this as a relationship where I'm the business owner and you are the customer. I don't think about it that way. That might be different or weird for some of you, but that's just my personal approach to business. And so I want to have a very candid conversation because I read every single email that hits my inbox and I respond personally to every single email that hits my inbox. There is not anybody else responding to them, and I respond to everyone that comes in. And in the past 4 or 5 months, I have received a total of 7 complaints on the fact that I now have a sponsor to the show. Total of 7, which is not a lot, but they matter to me. And I want to talk to you guys about it. So you guys know that I recently brought on Thrive Market as a sponsor to the show. And it doesn't come up in every episode. That's a personal decision of mine that I don't feel comfortable bringing it up in every episode, but only when it's relevant, like telling you guys that that's where I get my MCT oil or my coconut oil or my ghee or some of my coffee, but not all of my coffee. Or in the case of the VIP email from last weekend, I shared that I found this great French onion dip mix at Whole Foods and that they don't carry it on Thrive, so I bought it on Amazon. I want to be very honest and authentic. And one comment came in the other day that said, among other things, it said, I know that you promote them because they pay you. And guys, that's actually not how this works at all, which is part of why I wanted to bring this up, to make sure, because I think of you as family and friends. And if a friend said that to me, I'd be really quick to make sure that they understood the real deal. I don't support them because they pay me. They pay me because I support them. That is a really, really big difference. And I want to explain what I mean by that. If I promoted people because they were willing to pay me, this show would have many sponsors and Primal would be a very different company at a very different stage in its development. I get a lot of sponsorship offers from supplement companies, all sorts of products, service-based companies. But if I'm not in love with them, and if I'm not actively a customer by choice, because they add value to my life, then I'm not interested in their money. And I turned down every single one of those offers until this point for that very reason. I personally use Thrive and would and will, whether they sponsor the show or not, which is why they are a sponsor of the show. To any of you, and though I've received 7 emails, I'm sure that there are more people that roll their eyes or get irritated about it. And part of what I really want to do with my space here is help people think differently. I get the gut instinct like, oh, she has a sponsor. Great. Another sponsored podcast. But that's just the beginning of a thought. And I want to help you complete it so that it benefits all of us. Why does it bother you? Why does it bother you that a free show brings on the support of a company they believe in, that they believe adds value to their lives, right? Is Thrive Market offering healthy foods for low prices, is that incongruent with the message of Primal Potential? No, it's very, very much aligned. It makes eating well more affordable and accessible. Has it replaced the value that the podcast brings to your life? In my heart, I believe the answer is no. In my heart, I believe the answer is no. I don't think the value of what I bring has changed at all. If anything, Thrive is a resource that adds value. And if it's not available where you live or you choose not to shop there, I don't think it in any way takes away from the message of the podcast, unless you allow it to, unless you let it get under your skin. And then I want you to go back to that. Why does it bother you for a show that adds value to have financial support that allows it to keep doing what it does, right? Does it make it easier for 3 podcasts each week to continue? Yeah, it does. Like, that's just true. The financial support helps keep the show going. I want you guys to understand my heart in this. And so many of you will reach out and say, you don't have to justify it. And you're right, I don't have to. But I want to. Just like if a friend doesn't understand a decision I make, I don't just want to be like, well, it's my decision. I'd want that friend to understand. And that's how I feel about this with you. So please don't send emails saying, you don't have to justify it. You do you. I know I don't. I'm not having this conversation because I think I have to. I'm doing it because I care about every single one of you. And I care that you see my heart and my intentions. I want you guys to understand that I refused to do read ads because it doesn't feel genuine. And what I mean by that is I refuse to Thrive to say in the mid-roll of the podcast, this episode is brought to you by Thrive Market. Visit thrivemarket.com/primalpotential to save. I refuse to do that because I wouldn't talk to a friend that way. I wouldn't interrupt our coffee date to be like, and by the way, this outfit is brought to you by Lululemon. And so I don't want to do that with you because it doesn't feel genuine. And everything I do here is genuine. I told them I wouldn't talk about it on every episode. I would only do it when it's related, like today where I was talking about the products that I use in my bulletproof coffee, or a couple weeks ago when I was talking about the Salt Rock lamps and where I got them. And I also told them that I'd only be honest about my experience. So when I couldn't find the product that I wanted on Thrive this past weekend, I got it on Amazon. That's honest. That's real. And them supporting the show doesn't mean you have to buy from them. Like, please don't lose sight of that. You get to choose. So I want you guys to think about these things. Like, if it bothers you, why? Why? I've yet to hear a really good reason. And I'm going to bring this up because I know somebody's going to comment this. Are there negative reviews of Thrive? Yes, and of absolutely everything else, including the show. And I've read them all. And I've also read the positive ones. And more importantly, I have my own experiences. I don't make judgments on people or companies based on other people's opinions, but rather on my own experience. That's part of who I am. That's important to me. The negative reviews are almost exclusively from people who didn't realize it's a membership site. And I could understand being pissed off about that. But I also have shopped there enough to see that language about the membership fee freaking everywhere. Now, a lot of people don't read. I get that too. And I'm one of those people. I've certainly made purchases from sites where I haven't read the information on the checkout page. But what do you want them to do? Like, call you on the phone and say, did you know? Did you read that part? You know, like, I think that there's some personal responsibility that people have to take as well. So that's my opinion on that. Thrive adds value to my life, convenience to my life, and they help me save money. And I save more money than I pay in membership fees. And yes, guys, I pay for my products. They don't send them for free. I order when I have enough to order to get free shipping every time, which is $49. And I don't buy a lot of non-perishables, so I'm not buying a lot of food from there, but I definitely get the MCT oil and the coconut oil. But that's where I get my Fatco skincare products and my laundry detergent and my hand soap and my dish soap and my Salt Rock lamps. So I'm going to wrap this up with straight pride and gratitude. I hope you'll check them out if they operate in your area. I know they're not in Canada and they're not in other countries, but they're a new company and they're growing. So hopefully they'll be there soon. I know Canada's on their radar for 2018. But if they are in your area, I hope you'll check them out and have an opinion for yourself. Because I believe they are a great resource. And when you go through the URL, thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, you will save an additional 25% on your first order. Plus, you'll get free shipping on that first order and your free 30-day trial membership to see if it's worth it for you. So for all of you who support Primal Potential and support it being a viable business so I can continue to make a difference in your life and a difference in the world, thank you. It means a lot to me, especially to those of you that are open-minded and supportive in that regard. I love you all. You all mean a lot to me. And I did not have this conversation because I feel like I have to, but because you're important to me, and therefore I want to. Have a great day. thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.